Hi, is that Sarah Aitchison?
Who's speaking?
It's Gemma calling from MMA Legal. It's just in relation to the Scottish redress claim, Sarah. How are you? You okay?
Yeah, I'm okay, yeah. I didn't arrange a phone call.
Yeah, we were just ringing up now just to see if now was a good time. That was all, Sarah. Are you free to talk now just so we can get some details from yourself?
If it's just a short call, aye.
Yeah, okay, no problem. I'll be as quick as I can. We just need to confirm the details, Sarah, that we have for you and just take a brief statement. Okay. Can I just confirm, is it Miss or Mrs.?
It's Miss.
Miss, thank you. Brilliant. And Sarah, can I just ask, when you was in care, was you known as any other name?
No.
No, okay. Okay, and could I please take your date of birth, Sarah?
17/7/84.
Thank you. 84, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And can I just ask, Sarah, what age was you when you first went into care?
I think I was about 7 or 8.
You was about 7, okay.
Was
you in, how many care homes was you in, Sarah?
It was foster carers, so it wasn't actually like care homes. It was
okay.
I was in a few different places, though. One of the places me and my wee brother were in
together,
yeah. I was always with my wee brother and my big
was
sister. But my big sister was elsewhere and my big brother were elsewhere.
You've always stayed with one of your brothers. Yeah, definitely.
I was quite lucky in one way because he was the youngest, you know. So I was always with him. I'm trying to think. We were in several foster places, but in one place mainly for the most time.
Right, one place. Can you remember the name of it? Like when you say it was foster care, was it a house?
It was a place just actually close to where I live still. At the moment, it was a place in Grangemouth, just a street up there in Grangemouth.
Grangemouth, okay. And when you was there, Sarah, like, is there anything that, you know, stands out in your memory?
Definitely, yes.
Yeah, okay. Was it, like, mental abuse, physical abuse?
It was mainly mental abuse.
Mental, okay. Oh, I'm sorry you have to go through that, Sarah.
No, I mean, now that I'm older, as I say, I'm just glad I was there for my wee brother. You know, he didn't help.
Yeah, you could protect him.
A bit, you know. But we were both very young, so it was hard for us, you know.
Yeah, of course. And it was Grangemouth, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Foster care, yeah?
I think it was 5 Wavell Street. I think it was 5. I know it was Wavell Street in Grangemouth anyway.
5 Wavell Street.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, Sarah, when you say it was mental abuse, like, what were they actually giving?
Food, the thing with the food was one thing that came with me right through to adulthood. They had a different fridge freezer for me and my brother. They didn't feed us properly. They didn't give us a breakfast. They didn't give us a supper.
Did they not?
No, it was horrible. And the food that they did make us was awful.
Yeah, was it?
It was really hard, and like we had been used to eating kind of like mince and patties and like steak and things like that, and it was just horrible going to a place that like it was frozen meat. Any of the meat that she gave us was frozen, and it wasn't real meat, and It's just really? I've got a phobia about it right now. I'm told my adulthood I can't eat any.
So it's stuck in your memory.
Aye. See, if it's not something that I can, if I can't recognise what type of animal it came from, I won't eat it.
You can't eat it, yeah. Yeah, so that's really affected you. Oh, bless
yeah.
you. And was your brother the same?
Yep, he was the same. We went through several issues with our stomachs and everything as well, because both of us having constipation and everything the time that we were there. I've had stomach issues all my life.
Ever since,
they didn't do us any favours in that respect. And also, the female was quite nasty to my wee brother, and she would get like right up into his face and shout, she would tell him, "You're lying, I know you're lying," and she would blame him for things that he was doing these things. It was actually her grandson was doing most of the things, but she would blame it on my wee brother.
Really? Right. Okay. Yeah. So there was you and your brother was there, and then yeah, definitely. Oh, mm-hmm.
That was horrible.
Can you remember her name at all?
Yeah, I do. Jean.
Jean, yeah.
Jean Conan.
So would you say that she would like to starve you, kind of?
Well, aye, basically, yeah. One meal a day we would get, and the one meal a day
is
that we
would
get. But we go to food at school. That was what she used to always say. You know, you get your dinner at school. But when we go back to school, we would get like one wee bowl of soup or something. And my mum had tried to intervene and say, you know, the kids need supper. And she did such a thing like where us as children, we go back to the foster place that night, and she said, "Okay, I'm going to make your supper." She says, "Well, the ice cream van's out there, so you either can have your money for the sweets of the ice cream van, or you get a supper." And us as children, we chose to get the sweets. So then she would say to my mum, or the kids chose to
get
sweets instead
option.
Of a supper. Yeah. You know?
Yeah. Oh, that's horrible, isn't it?
So then we still never ever got a supper.
Oh, bless you. Yeah, it sounds So the meat was like, you don't know what meat it was, she just used to give you frozen meat, yeah?
I didn't know, I didn't ken what it was. It was just like, just horrible fake fatty meats that were, you know, I've never been eating like this before in my life before. And also, she used to make turkey soup a lot, and she knew that I didn't like it. And she would say that, "If you don't like something, just tell me." So I would explain that I didn't like the turkey soup. But she continued to keep on making it the whole time we were there.
And she made you eat it.
And as I say, me and my wee brother, we left that foster place and then ended up going back again.
Oh, God.
It was horrible. You know, part of you was like, "Well, at least we know these people, but we know how we're going to be treated." You know what I mean?
You know what you're going to get treated like, yeah. So you was in there from the age of 7, did you say?
About 7 or 8, yeah. Till about.
And then how long was you there?
About 3 years altogether, I think. We were there for about a year at first, and then maybe 2 years. The second time, my memory is really bad, but I know it was at least a couple of
years.
So is
mine. Right, my memory's shocking. Okay, so you was about 3 years in total, yeah?
Yeah, I think it was about 3.
And did she ever, like, do anything physical to you at all, Sarah?
No, but there's things that I think have happened with the male, Bob, his name. I think I've put things out my mind, because there's certain wee bits and pieces that I remember, like sitting in the bath and him being at the bathroom door, you know?
Yeah, oh, God.
She was always,
yeah, that's not right.
She was always, no, it wasn't right, you know? But she had made it clear that I had to keep the bathroom door open in case something happened when I was
yeah.
in the bathroom. And she had to come and help me. But he always made a point of coming to the bathroom door, like, on his way.
I'm watching you.
Aye, you know, it was weird. Because he would put his hand up above the door. Like,
yeah.
See, for me, he looked there. It was so strange. It was really weird.
That's very...
I remember waking up and I'm being in my bedroom as well.
Yeah.
And another time, right, he was right outside my bedroom door. And
yeah.
I don't know if I've blocked memories or anything like that, but I do specifically remember them in my bedroom and things, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so like coming to your room at night time, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, God. And she knew this was happening, but she didn't do anything.
Yeah, she must have knew.
One of the nights,
I remember I had woke up and I actually thought I had got out of the bed. And I got to
yeah.
the bedroom door, and he was standing outside my bedroom door. And
yeah.
I said, I think I've wet the bed. And I think he kind of got a fright. He looked a wee bit like, oh, you better go tell Jean. And I walked into the bedroom,
yeah.
her bedroom. And you know, it was funny, I actually very rarely went into their bedroom. But I remember going into
yeah.
their bedroom that one night, and she was sitting awake in her bed.
Yeah.
And I told her, I think I've wet the bed. She got up and came through. I hadn't wet the bed.
Right.
I hadn't wet the bed, but when I woke up and he was outside my bedroom door, I think he maybe, I don't know what was happening, but, you know.
Do you think he's done something?
To be honest, I think so. I didn't think I just woke
up. That's really...
You know.
That's strange, that, isn't it?
It was really weird, Ty.
So you think he's maybe put something in your bed to make you think that, yeah?
Aye, or something. I don't know what he was,
yeah.
what he was doing, you know?
Okay. I know you do tend to, like, put it out of your mind, don't you, when stuff like this happens?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
As well, that's okay. To kind of let you understand as well, I have really put things out of my mind, and when I came out of foster care and everything like that, I ended up using drugs. And
yeah.
I was quite bad. I'm off everything now, but I was quite bad for a long time. So my memory is bad with that as well, you know.
Yeah, of course.
But because I'm on methadone medication. That's what I'm on.
Okay.
But apart from that, nothing else. And my mind's quite clear. You know, that's...
Yeah.
All these things have came back to me. I mean, this has been years with me, Bobby, in my mind, you know, but... There are
so you've tried
still,
to, like...
I think that
you tried to get rid of the
do.
Memories.
Aye, I definitely did.
Yeah, bless you. Yeah, so it's really affected your adulthood as well, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. I'm just typing, I won't be a minute. Thank you for going through all this. I know it's hard to go through it.
I think that's why it's taken so long for me to even answer my phone or anything like that. Or
yeah.
To get back to use, because it's, you know...
You don't really want to go through it again, kind of thing. I understand. You know, it's not nice, is it, what you've been through at the end of the day, Sarah? So it's understandable. We get a lot of people that don't, like, speak to us for a few weeks, and then when they finally, like, build up the courage, then, like, well, it's not as bad as what I thought. Now I've gone through it, but, yeah, it's hard, isn't it?
Because, I mean, it's still going to be in our memories, even if we didn't speak to anybody, so the best thing we can do is try and speak. But it's hard.
Exactly. And get you some justice, you know, for what you've been through, Sarah, end of the day. I just want to make you aware, like, when we look into this, we're not clutching at straws. Providing that you have experienced some form of abuse during your time in care, the case will be successful, Sarah, okay? So we're not claiming directly from the home, as many of these have shut down, and the compensation comes directly from the Scottish Government, because they're the ones who are liable. They was funding this neglect to begin with, so they knew what was going on, but they've just not helped people, Sarah, okay?
Yeah, exactly.
they have started paying out for these cases. The average claim is £48,000. It could be more, it could be less, Sarah, but like I say, it's not just about the money.
It's not about getting that.
It's about getting you justice for what you've been through, Sarah, okay?
Yeah.
Is there anything else that you can think of from when you was in that foster home that you want me to add up?
There was loads of incidents that happened.
Yeah.
You know, with food and things like that. If she found a bit of food in the bucket, she would. There was one time she had me on. She made me look on the floor for a spot of gravy, because she said she didn't believe that I had dropped this bit of food on the floor.
What the hell?
Yeah, because I mean, I think she knew that we didn't like her food. So if she found a bit of food in the bucket, she would go nuts. And this one time I said, I dropped that on the floor. It was actually my wee brother's. You know what it was? It was one of the faggots. It was that, so it was like a faggot or, you know, the things. A beef olive, not a faggot. That was another thing that she used to make us. It was like a beef olive, and it was my wee brother's. And he couldn't eat it, and I says, I'll deal with it, you know, and I went and put it in the bucket, and I had to, like, go under the table and kind of crawl about on the floor to show her where the thing fell.
Yeah.
It was just a traumatising, the whole situation was traumatising, yeah.
You just don't get why they do it, do you? Like, why would they want to go into foster care if they're doing stuff like that?
Why do they want to be a foster carer yet, exactly?
That's it.
And I had such an issue with clothes as well. She never bought me new clothes in. She would never buy me and my wee brother new clothes in, unless it was school clothes that were bought with vouchers, you know, vouchers. And I know that she got money to get us both.
She gets money for that,
And never once did she take us out for new clothes. She used to sew stuff. She used to put clothes together, skirts and everything for me. And give me...
Oh, my gosh.
It was so embarrassing. And she used to give me clothes that belonged to her daughter, like, 10 years prior to it.
It was horrible. So the clothes that she was here, she kind of like made them from other bits of clothes,
Like polka dot skirts and stuff like that, you know, nobody was wearing that sort of stuff.
Yeah, and then obviously you was probably getting bullied at school because of that,
I got sent to a birthday party one time with like this big flowery dress with a frilly collar, and you know, my friend's mum felt that bad for me. Because I was crying, I wasn't happy, I was upset. She let me go and get changed into one of her daughter's outfits.
Yeah.
You know, because I had explained to her, you know, I was in foster care and, you know, I didn't like people and things. Yeah.
Oh, bless you. I'm sorry you've had to go through all this.
Oh, thank you. It is what it is.
Like you say, all you can do now is just, you know, try and get some form of justice, you know, for what you've been through.
Mm-hmm.
Can I just confirm as well, please? Can I get your mum's name?
Yes, Bettina Aitchison.
Sorry, what was that?
Bettina Aitchison.
Regina, thank you.
No, Bettina.
Oh, sorry.
Bettina. But she just gets called Tina, but that's her proper
name. Right. I've never heard of that name. Okay, well, give me a minute. Anything else you can think of that you want me to add on, Sarah?
No, right off my head, I can't really, no.
No, that's fine. If anything else does come to you, just let us know. That's absolutely fine. Because what you've given is enough, so don't worry. Give me a minute. What was your dad's name, please?
I never known my dad. I've never known him.
No, okay.
No.
Same as me. And your brother's name, please?
My wee brother's Lewis.
Okay. Do you think he would want to do this as well?
Well, You see, I'm not sure. I'm
not sure.
We didn't, we're not really as close as what we were back then.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
I've not been able to speak to him about it.
Yeah.
You know, but I will say to my mum to maybe say to him, you know.
Yeah, just say what he says. I mean, it's
yeah. It's
up to him.
Yeah, I think that's something he really should be doing, but I'm not going to force him, you know.
Yeah, you know what men are like, though. They don't like talking about things to them.
Yeah, it's taken me this long as well, you know. And it's,
yeah.
It's the thing, like, me and my wee brother have never actually sat and spoken to each other about what we went through.
About it.
You know, because when I got into the drugs and everything like that, he kind of lost respect for me.
And did he, right,
yeah,
okay.
Definitely, big time he did. And we've never really been close since then, you know.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you would think he'd have a bit of sympathy, you know, for what you've been through, but...
Yeah.
What, be a minute. We're nearly done now. Thank you for your time.
No problem. Thank you.
Can I just ask Sarah, you've not got, like, any terminal illnesses or anything like that, have you?
No. No.
That's good. All it is, they just speed the claim up, that's all, if you do.
Right.
Oh, be a minute. My computer's going very slow.
Typical.
I know, doing my head in. And then your brother Lewis, yeah?
Yeah.
Same surname, yeah?
Uh-huh, yep.
How many brothers and sisters do you have in total?
I've got two brothers and one sister.
Two brothers and one sister, okay. Just to let you know as well, I just need to read a small script just to explain the funding options, okay? So there are three ways that you can proceed with a Redress Scotland application. You can apply yourself without a solicitor. You can instruct a solicitor who participates in the government legal fee scheme, where up to £2,000 is paid for the government for legal advice. Or you can just instruct us under a private agreement. We do not participate in the government legal fee scheme, so if you do choose us, it would be under a private agreement, Sarah, okay? Now, it's no win, no fee, so you will never, ever have to pay any money out of your own pocket. If we are successful, our fee is only 16%, that's it. So with VAT, it's about 20%. So say, for instance, you get £100,000 back, we'd get £20,000, you'd get £80,000 there. Is that okay?
Right, yeah. Yep. Okay.
Brilliant. Okay. Right, we're almost done. What I do need as well, Sarah, I need a form of ID. So would you have like a driver's license or a passport?
I don't own a bus. I've got my birth certificate, sorry. I don't own a passport or a driver's license.
Do you have a bus pass or anything at all with your picture on?
My bus pass has run out. I'm due to get a new one.
Yeah. It's okay.
I've always got such a problem with identification, sorry.
It's okay, don't worry. What you can do, Sarah, if you don't have ID, we can actually use three proofs of address. So do you know, like, a TV licence, gas and electric, even just like a letter from the hospital, anything at all like that, Sarah, would you have three of them?
I could try, but I'm in my situation at the moment, I don't have my own house. I didn't have any letters like that. I'm just trying to think what I used the last time. I think it was just my birth certificate was looked at, but that can't really be used, can it?
Let me just check. I think we might still need it, but let me just double check. I won't be a minute, Sarah, okay?
No, sorry, okay.
It's all right, don't worry. Have you still got your bus pass that's run out?
I've still got the one that's run out. Aye, I've still got that, yep.
And it's got your picture on it, yeah?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Right, okay. Bear with me 1 minute.
Right, okay.
James, this woman's got a bus pass, but it's run out. Is that due or not? She's not got any bills or anything. She doesn't have her own house. Then, like, I think she's, like, on drugs and stuff, so I think she's in maybe sheltered accommodation or something. She says she's got a birth certificate, but would we still need free proofs of address? Two. Right, okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, okay. Yes.
There's nothing we can do, just walk it, that's it, isn't it?
No.
What? I've only obeyed, that's the guy who's got an artist, he's a token accuser. The land is the guy who do, like, I don't know what I can't do it, like,
yeah.
And even you get all this money and this is working for the
ledger. It's fucking well annoying. What's that? Hi, Sarah, sorry to keep you waiting. Right, if you've got a birth certificate, we can use that and then two proofs of address, Sarah. So we don't need three. So do you do like banking online?
No, I didn't do banking online at all. And I didn't have my own address.
Right. Do you get any statements from the bank or anything?
No. I didn't even have a bank account.
You don't have a bank account?
No. The last bank account I had was when I stayed in Bonnet. I've not had a bank account for years.
You've not had a bank account for years?
No.
Do you have a phone bill?
No. It's a pay-as-you-go I have.
Right, okay. Do you get any form of post whatsoever, Sarah?
Well, now and again I'll get a letter for, like, the job centre and that.
Yeah, that'll do, yeah.
I've got letters for the job centre. See, because I didn't have my own address at the moment, that's what it is.
Yeah.
I didn't have, like, bills, you know, in my name and stuff like that.
Right, no, that's fine.
I do have letters for, like, the job centre, and I made a claim for personal independence payments. But I've still got the letters.
If you've got the letter, that's fine, Sarah. Yeah, are you there at the moment? Do you think you could just grab it for me, and I'll get you to send it me on WhatsApp, and I'll just make sure that it's all in. Is it within the last 3 months?
I don't know. I'll find it.
Yeah, no worries, take your time.
I don't think it will be within the last 3 months. You know, I'm just thinking it won't be within the last 3 months. I would have to look for it anyway as well, because I think I can't find my wee... a wee folder that I keep all my letters in.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if it'll be within the last 3 months.
All right, take your time. See what you've got.
I think I might actually have one for the beginning of this year.
Brilliant.
Sorry about this.
It's all right, don't worry, not a problem.
Oh, hi there, it's just me. I can't get to them.
It's all right, don't worry.
Direct to them now. Is there any way that I could get and send it to you at a later time or something?
Yeah, of course. What I'm going to do, I'm just going to send you my number now on WhatsApp. I've just put, hi, it's Gemma, okay? Sarah, could you also send me over your birth certificate as well? Is that okay?
I've put that here.
Right, brilliant. If you can just send me that now on WhatsApp, that'd be great. What's your postcode, please, Sarah?
Right.
Of where you're staying.
The postcode, my Kirova girl, the postcode is.
Yeah.
UH496NX.
6NX, yeah. So that's Old Hill Crescent, is that right?
Yeah.
And what store number there, please, Sarah?
39.
9, thank you. Thanks for that. Oh, it sounds like you've gone through a lot, Sarah.
All right. Can you see a message on WhatsApp?
I just texted you then. 1 minute. Is bear with me 1 minute. Yeah, I just text you. I said hi. It's Gemma. Has it not come through? Because it does say that the message is being read. Oh, sorry. Say that again, sir. It broke up.
It's not being read by me. I've not read it.
That's strange. 1 second.
I'm in my WhatsApp. But now there's no message. There,
you
Gemma.
Are.
Yeah.
Bear with me 1 minute. And your number's ending in 319, yeah?
Yeah.
I've just messaged you again. I said hi. Has that come through? Yeah. Don't worry about that. Was that?
No, there's not coming through.
Right. Bear with me 1 second. And your number's 079-505-433-19, yeah?
079-505-443-319.
Yeah, that's it.
543-319.
Okay.
I
won't be a sec.
No bother.
Sorry, Sarah, about this. I don't actually know what's going on here. It's not for some reason the message isn't coming through. So your number is 079-505-433-19. Is that correct?
Wait. Let me just make sure. 079-505-5...
Yeah.
543-319.
Yeah, so that's right.
543, no 503.
Yeah, so 079-505-433-19. Is that right?
Okay. Aye, that's right, aye.
I don't really, because, is your picture, no, I don't know, it's coming up as a different number, that.
Wait, see, in my WhatsApp, I have actually changed my number, right?
But your number?
WhatsApp, it's still got my old number, I think.
Right, I think that's what it is then, yeah. What is your number on WhatsApp?
The old number was 07736. Oh, wait, no, 07.
Yeah, because when you don't change it over on WhatsApp, it stays as your old number. That's what happened on mine. That's why I was getting confused, and I was like, what's going on here?
Sorry. It was 07376.
Sorry.
07376, yeah. 378064. The good job. I'm kind of remembering that number. I needed a wee bit.
It's all right, don't worry. I was getting really confused and I was like, why is this message not coming through?
It's weird because I'm getting other messages for other people
so I just thought I'd definitely update it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's because when you get a new number, you have to change it, unless you want people to still message you on your old number.
Right, oh, I'll need to do that then.
Yeah, no, like, you're probably not getting messages because they're probably texting your old number. Right, I've just texted you now, I've said hi, it's Gemma, has that come through? Oh, sorry, did you get that?
Yeah.
Yeah, brilliant. Brilliant. So yeah, if you can send me your birth certificate on there, that'd be great.
Great.
And then two proofs of address when you've got them.
We'll just take a picture of it.
Yeah, take your time, no problem. I bet you're glad you finally got this out of the way, aren't you?
Aye, I am. I'm going to get the glare off the light. I want to get a light hit for you.
It's all right, don't worry. I've got it, thank you. Yeah, that's perfect. Thank you for sending that over. And then, like I say,
I want to see about a new bus pass anyway.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I could always do that and that would maybe help.
Yeah, if you could do, that would be great. But still send them two letters over as well if you can use them. That would be great. Okay.
Right. I'll get medication shortly, but I'll do that before I go.
Brilliant, no problem, thank you for that. Right, I'm almost done, Sarah. Now, what I need to do is I need to send you a text message now for you to sign for me. I'm not sure if it comes through on WhatsApp or if it's just a normal message. So that's going to be your old number. I'm confused. It'll be your new number, won't it?
Oh, it's the new number, the WhatsApp number will still be the old one. I'll need to change that, but when I change it, I'll let you know so that you can message in the old one.
Right, what I'll do, Sarah, I'll actually send it to you on WhatsApp, okay? Bear with me 1 minute.
Yeah, okay.
All right, Sarah, I'll be 2 seconds. I'm just going to get that sent over to you now. I won't be a minute, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bear with me. Elliot, yeah, can you show me, please? Thank you. No, not yet.
She will get the text, but she wants to ask that too.
Nice one. Fucking Macca's is going to be freezing now.
Did you get some cards with
him? I don't know. Not even looked. Oh, right, okay. Oh, sound. Yeah, yeah. Oh, nice one. Thank you. Hiya Sarah, sorry to keep you waiting. Right, you should have a message now on WhatsApp.
I've got a message in my messages.
Yeah, yeah, click on that. And then scroll to the bottom.
Right.
And then it'll say execute all documents. So you've got to sign it with your finger.
Right.
And then when you've done that, there's a blue button that you press, and then that'll go through.
That signature's terrible, can I?
It don't matter. Anything will do, honestly, don't worry.
I'll just put... I can do. And execute all documents.
Yeah, and then press the blue button and then it should send over to me then. Yeah, I've received it. Thank you, Sarah. That's great.
Excellent.
Right. That's everything done. So, like I say, thank you for going through all of that, Sarah. I know it's not easy going through it all. Now, what's going to happen, you're going to get a call from a caseworker. You're going to get like a welcome call from them. It's probably going to be a couple of days, so don't worry too much if you don't hear anything. They've got a bit of a backlog at the moment. Just look out for this call, as it's really important to get the case set up for you, Sarah. So it's going to be an 016. One number. I'm going to text it you now on WhatsApp as well, just so you've got it, okay?
Well, brilliant, Gemma.
What I'm going to do as well, Sarah, I'm going to add a password to your account. All it is, you might get other companies ringing you trying to get you to do this, and sometimes people get a bit confused. So what do you want to put as your password? Anything you want?
Just put Tina. My mum's name.
Tina. No. So if anyone rings you now, just say to them, what's my password? If they don't know that password, it's the wrong company, okay?
Right, okie doke. Okie doke.
That's everything done, Sarah. So thanks for your time. Good luck with it all, okay?
Okay, thank you, Gemma.
You're welcome. And then, like I say, oh, yeah, no problem. If you could send me them two letters over today, if possible, Sarah, that'd be great, and then I can just get them uploaded for you, okay?
Okay, I will do, Gemma. Thank you very much.
Have a nice day, Sarah. Bye.
You too. Thank you. Bye.